Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's the holiday season.
Yes, it is.
Which means all your companies are probably throwing a nice little Christmas party for everybody.
Hopefully so.
And everybody gets excited because you never know who the drunk one's going to be.
Sometimes you can pick them out.
Yeah.
Some people have the reputation.
I'm ready. Sometimes it's sneaky, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like that employee that you don't know much about.
Right.
I was. Sometimes when you expect somebody to be the one that gets the most drunk at the party and they don't, you feel disappointed. Like, that's how I felt this year. The one person I expected to be the drunkest was not.
And who was
that? Who was that?
I thought Trey, our dude in production.
Uh-huh.
He's just the guy that likes to party.
Yeah.
You know? And I figured he would be the one that had a few too many, because when things are free, Trey's all about it. So I thought he would be the one, and he wasn't. He actually handled himself quite nicely this year.
Maybe Trey's growing up.
It was
maybe
not him.
He's built up a tolerance.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't think we had anybody that was over the top.
We really didn't. We had, were you here? Yeah, you were here, JC. We left kids' house, kids' apartment. We went to the bar to sing karaoke after, and Susan...
Why do you tell this story?
No, because it's funny.
It is funny.
Because it's funny.
It's a newer employee.
It's a great story. That's why.
So we got her a cab, and so I'm walking her to the cab, and it's got one of those sliding doors. So she's in the cab, and I'm about to slide the door shut, and she pokes her neck out and her lips like she wants to kiss me goodbye. Like she puckers up like serious... fish face. I'm like, what am I supposed to kiss you now? It was, oh...
Actually, I should let you tell her name, first and last. Found out later she hated me and badmouthed me behind my back.
Oh, she did, Kelly?
Yeah. Tell her name.
All right, that's she all did. I know, Susan. She fell out of the chair. I know that.
Right. We don't remember her last
I
name.
I remember
how,
her last
how
name.
Long she lasted.
I don't remember her last name. I don't think we should, though.
But we're asking you to call us. Tell us what happened at your Christmas party over the weekend. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I looked like an idiot at the Christmas party we went to over this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, our friends had a Christmas party, and they were serving Moscow mules.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
they serve them in those cool copper cups.
Yeah.
Yes, that cannot be heated.
Yeah.
I found out the hard way. Yeah.
It cannot be heated.
Yeah, they don't conduct heat very well.
Right.
Or they actually conduct it very well.
Yeah, that's what it is. I use it for coffee once and scalded myself.
Yeah, no,
anyways,
no,
it keeps
yeah.
your drinks cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they keep it on there. It's supposed to keep your drinks cold, and it looks really cool. People actually steal them from restaurants. So I've been drinking Moscow mules, and I go back to the bartender, and she goes, "Oh, I just made a new drink. It's ready to go. Do you want to try it?" And I said, "Sure. What is it?" She goes, "It's called a hot toddy."
Ooh.
I'm like, "Hot toddy? That sounds good.
Heck yeah.
Why not?
Hot.
Throw some hot toddy in my copper mug, because I don't want to lose it. Because once you get a copper mug, you got to keep it.
Yep.
Otherwise, they'll go wash it, you lose it, and then you end up with one of those ugly cups that nobody wants."
Right.
Okay.
So she pours it in there.
Yeah.
It's a status symbol.
Yeah, it's a status symbol, meaning I got there on time. I reach for it. As soon as she pours it, I reach for it, and I turn around to say hi to my friends, and then I just start feeling my hand completely go numb of that heat pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as soon as I noticed what it was, my reaction was, "Ah!"
You just dropped it.
I dropped it all over my friend's wife.
Oh.
Ooh.
So that got on her leg, and then that was burning her legs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dropped the cup on the ground, and that's when Kinsey looked at me and said, "We got to go." Because you just made an idiot out of yourself.
It's also sort of the bartender's fault, right?
Yeah, I should have known. Hot toddy means hot, and I should have known.
Typically.
Copper does not go well with heat.
Hmm. All right, holiday party disasters. Taking your calls.
Gabby, how'd your holiday party go?
Oh, well, to start it off, my boyfriend is black, and we
Shut up.
Walked in,
mm-hmm.
and my coworker's husband says, to the other coworkers, "Oh, we're gonna have to watch out for this guy."
Oh, wow. I'm guessing you're white.
That he said it to is my best friend.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What do you do for a living that they're so scared of black people?
I work for a call center, but I did it. Yeah.
Wow. Did any black stuff go down?
No.
So everything was fine?
Everything was fine.
Maybe it was a compliment.
Luckily, he did not hear the person say that. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was a compliment. Maybe your boyfriend's so fine. They'd be like, oh, we got to watch out for this one. He's going to steal our women.
That's what it was,
that's
Gabby.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
That's probably
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's totally what it was.
That's what it was.
Oh, man.
Racist coworkers.
Man. Hope y'all have to call any black people.
Steve, yours involves a jacuzzi, which is always
a jacuzzi
great.
At the company party?
What happened, Steve?
So my boss kind of had us running around a pool at the hotel party, and we were all in our naked. We're all in our underwear. I was on his shoulder, he slipped, and we both fell. He goes down, busts his lip on the edge of the pool. I luckily fell in the pool. And then we all said, hey, we need a jacuzzi, but there's none here. So we ran across the street to the other hotel, jumped in the jacuzzi outside, and then we all ran back through the lobby when we were done with it, and my boss was last one out, and of course the lobby guy stops him and has him mop up the floor because we made it soaking wet.
That's a fun party.
That's
right
great.
There. That's a fun party.
When the lobby attendant is telling your boss what to do, that's a good day.
Right.
That's a fun party.
Thanks, Steve.
Right there. I could have got down with that.
Hey, what a trooper his boss is.
Yep.
Walking around with that busted lip. That's how you know a real guy knows how to party. Malia.
Uh-huh.
What happened to your holiday party?
Somebody brought an inflatable adult for humans.
Oh.
To the gift exchange.
Did you end up with it?
So what did the salesperson do next?
My brother started off with it and then our friend ended up with it. And they ended up blowing it up at the end of it.
Yeah. Which made for some hilarious pictures, I'm sure.
Do you work for a radio station?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, who do you work for?
I work for a real estate company.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Real estate people know how to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know how to have fun. They're a bunch of freaks in real estate.
Can you use the HOV lane?
What's that?
With that? The HOV lane?
Yeah, can you use that in the HOV lane, Malia?
I don't think so.
That is a great idea,
Jenna.
You can't until you get caught. You have to put a hat on it and make it look real.
It's not my idea. I think I saw it on a TV show.
Put a sweater on it.
Yeah. Lindsay, your holiday party involved a visit to the ER?
Yeah, I was the girl that fell off the very tall chair, but it wasn't because I was drunk. I had a gorgeous chiffon Halston gown that I splurged on that had a long train, and I got tangled up in my own train and fell off of the stool, which was real on a high top table, and busted my hip. They had to carry me out, and it was just the most horrifically embarrassing thing ever. It was at my husband's party.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I just don't think I'll probably go next year.
But you know how beautiful you looked being carried out with that train sweeping behind you as you're being carried in a strong man's arms?
And blood gushing out of your head.
Scarlett O'Hara moment.
One of my friends did say that it was stunning, all of the chiffon falling all at once.
Did you at least get good pictures? That always drives me crazy if something goes wrong in the night and I didn't get photos of this dress I splurged on.
I did not, and I ripped the dress.
Oh.
Even worse.
You can't even take it back now.
Nope.
You can take it back and go, look at this dress you sold me. It's ripped. There's blood all over it. Let's go with Tiffany.
Oh, hi. I wanted to call and tell on myself.
Oh, good. We like that.
At my husband's Christmas party, the CEO's wife walked up to me and she said, oh, you know, I have a laptop and I'm having trouble with it and I need some help and I do IT for a living.
Okay.
And after my third glass of wine, I looked at her and I said, well, sure, I can fix laptops, but I can't fix stupid.
Oh.
I didn't mean it the way it came out.
Oh.
I really did.
Oh, no,
Tiffany.
And what happened after that, Tiffany?
Oh, we all laughed about it.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was good. I didn't mean it the way it came out, really.
I can fix laptops, but I can't fix stupid. To the boss's wife, to the CEO's wife.
Did she give you that weird look?
Hopefully she had three glasses of wine, too.
Oh, we were all drinking a little bit.
There you
and
go.
It was meant as a joke. But seriously, after the fact, I was like, man, I really put my foot in my mouth, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Did she have the laptop right there with her at the party?
No.
Okay, she was just asking, could you fix it in the future? Okay.
She didn't do anything silly with it. She just dropped it. And so, you know, it just needs some hinges fixed. So
It's not like she didn't know how to use a laptop at all because I run across that a lot.
So she's not stupid. She's just clumsy.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Or is she? Is she, beyond the real, is she stupid, Tiffany?
Stop it.
No, she really is a great lady.
Okay.
I like her a lot. She really is a great woman.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you guys had fun, except for that comment you made.
I did. I had a great time.
Awesome. Christmas party. Is this the last weekend there's going to be Christmas parties?
There's going to be a few squeezed in next weekend, but that's tough.
Someone told me that their company forgot and they were still late on the plane. They're having their Christmas party the first week of January.
A lot of people do that.
A lot of people
do. That sucks. At that point, I'm so over it.
Celebrate the new year.
Yeah.
It's not a Christmas party then.
Exactly.
It's a January party.
Well, there's no more stress. Everybody's so stressed out.
Yeah.
If you waited to the last minute, you can't get, you can't book a hotel room or a restaurant or whatever, then you don't have any choice.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the 12 days of Swiftmas. Now, Taylor turned 25 over the weekend, and for her birthday present, we decided to send you to her concert.
How about that?
Yeah. Your presence is her present. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You will score tickets to the 1989 World Tour in a city, and if you happen not to live in that city, we'll fly you their compliments of Southwest Airlines. Good luck to caller number 13.
Giving away 10 of these so far. Two more to go.
Almost done.
12 days of Swiftmas. End of the year means end of the year lists.
I love lists. I've loved lists since I was a little girl. I love making lists of things to do, things to buy, chores. And I love celebrity lists, too.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment news, when like David Letterman does his top 10 lists of whatever it is. I love it.
Yeah.
I love making my list with mechanical pencils. My favorite thing.
You did it with a mechanical pencil.
Kelly loves mechanical pencils.
I love mechanical pencils. You knew this about me, didn't you, Al?
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, Barbara Walters just had her 10 most fascinating list.
I will talk about that in the Showbiz Top 5.
Good. Mm. So there you go.
Coming
Taylor somewhere in there.
About 30 minutes from now.
That's a good tease.
The first,
right there.
My top 10 entertainment stories of 2014.
Okay, Kelly.
I'm quite sure people will disagree with me, but these are the ones that I picked because it's my list.
Okay.
It's all about Kelly, right?
Yeah. So I'm sure Britney Spears is somewhere in there.
Nope, she's actually not.
What?
Because I can recognize that she hasn't had like a huge, there's other things that were huger. Yeah,
anyway.
There are huger stories than that. Yeah. It kind of was a poof moment.
Okay, Kelly.
You go ahead.
I hate to say, starting off with a sad story, but the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, that was a pretty big story of 2014. It was, believe it or not, February 2nd that this happened. He's 46 years old, found dead in his apartment in the West Village, after what people were saying was just this drug binge. And I don't think they've ever made an arrest or actually released an official cause of death. I mean, people assume it was from the overdose, but that was a sad moment in 2014. But remember back in April when James Franco was caught sending these naughty messages over social media for us all to see.
On Instagram,
very naughty messages with a fan who turned out to be only 17. At least he can joke about it now.
Also, all the girls who got any Instagram messages from me this year, last year, the hackers did it. It was the hackers.
Yeah.
There you go.
To his defense, some of these young ladies do look a lot older than they are in their pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of them look like ladies.
Yeah, some of them look like ladies.
For real.
Yeah, and they're not.
All right, that was number 9.
That was number 9. And, right. And again, I'm sorry to say, but, some sad stories do make the top 10.
Oh, there's another sad story, Kelly.
This is the last one.
Man.
But I have to, because it was a big deal when Robin Williams committed suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost toyed with the idea of bumping this up further in the list, but I don't want to be sad.
Sure, right.
But he was 63 years old, August 11th, when he took his own life. And it's just a sad story. And a lot of people I know for Halloween, they went as, different versions of Robin Williams from different movies, which was kind of cool to see, paying tribute to that. But that was a big loss in Hollywood.
Night at the Museum's about to come out.
And I see those ads on TV. I'm like, he must
he's in so much pain.
You just don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
He's smiling so big in those previews.
No.
All right, that was number 8 on your top 10
Coming
list.
In 7th, it was April of this year when Donald Sterling's right-arm hand man, V. Stiviano, recorded his racist comments and blamed it on her friend leaking them to the media.
Uh-huh.
And then she tried to turn a welder's visor into a fashion statement. Do you remember V. Stiviano?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man. I'm Mr. Sterling everything. I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit, His what? His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. That's I call you... myself that.
I say, okay.
I joke around and I make him laugh.
No, I call myself that. I'm a silly rabbit.
Silly rabbit?
I call myself that. Sexiest woman in the world. Is that what he calls you? No, no. I call myself that. Why would you, if you could call yourself anything?
Yeah.
How come the right-hand arm man t-shirts were never sold?
I don't know.
We failed.
We
to
failed.
Jump on that.
There was so much goodness in her interviews.
And I still did not patent that Idaho hat. That the welder's
the visor.
Helmet, the visor. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Idaho was really
going to
make
that. I'm a silly rabbit. Does he call you that? No.
No.
I call myself that.
I love that.
Oh, boy.
What is she doing? I wonder what she's doing right now.
Well, remember, she was going through the process of adopting two older boys. And I think the adoption went through right at the height of all this scandal.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That woman has kids now?
Yeah, adopted boys, yeah. Mm.
All right, what's
caught
number?
Up in the system. Number six on the list.
Okay.
As One Direction fans don't like to bring this up, but I have to.
Oh, boy, Kelly.
Remember when Zayn and Louis were on tour with One Direction down in South America, and Louis filmed Zayn smoking weed?
So here we are, leaving Peru, joint lit, happy days. Trying to blow up to the camera. Baby, look what you've done to me. Smoke screen, baby. That's just Zayn warming up there before the show. Zayn takes his job very seriously. One very, very important factor to Zayn's warm-up, of course, is Mary J.
Mary J's
live. Just got an update.
Update?
We got chicken and chili.
Chicken and chili! That's the popo. He's having a look. He's thinking, I'm sure I can smell an illegal substance in there. And he's hit the nail on the head.
Because I'm high!
Oh, Alvin, they're with them. Okay. Oh,
boy, pot makes you real funny, doesn't it? That was hilarious.
Well, to them, it's funny.
Ooh, I'm surprised that's not a movie script somewhere.
Number five.
Wow.
Ooh, this was a sad one, too.
We're doing Kelly's top 10.
Kelly,
top 10 entertainment news of the year.
Number five.
Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Getting
yeah.
in that, he was in a limo bus
yeah.
with some of his friends. They were doing tours, and they were heading back home after a performance, having a great time, when suddenly they're just blindsided. Their world literally turned upside down when they're hit by a Walmart
18-wheeler.
Right?
Like his buddy.
Tracy Morgan's best friend yeah. and mentor was killed. Tracy still recovering, and mm-hmm. they say he's not doing very
not
well.
Good.
He goes up and down. It's going to be a lifelong of recovery for him. So that was back on June 8th of this year, and that was the number five on the list from me.
Number four.
I don't really know when these rumors about Bill Cosby first surfaced a few years ago and kind of went away, but now it's just a fever pitch with Bill Cosby being accused of drugging and sexually assaulting a number of women who are banding together to sue him. And now he's coming out saying that the only unbiased media he expects, the unbiased press he expects, is from black media. He's trying to make this a racial issue.
Yeah, this is
really?
Anybody
issue.
Who's, who, I don't know any person who is making this a racial issue except for Bill Cosby, hoping that he can smokescreen enough of this and say, this is all about
because
me being a black man.
Black. Yeah.
Well,
black.
And you have to,
a lot of the female victims were also African American.
Yeah, and
so.
I think Beverly Johnson Beverly coming Jones, out, and yeah. she admits I was embarrassed, but you know how all these women, when this allegedly happened, we have to say allegedly, but I believe it, he was Bill Cosby. I mean, the guy from the Cosby
Dr.
Show.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah. Nobody's going to believe me.
Dr. Huxtable.
And that first woman that came out a few years ago,
nobody
did believe her. It cost people jobs, careers.
Tina Fey believed her. Tina Fey had been joking, or not joking, but making...
a lot of people talk behind closed doors,
yep.
and they knew
yeah.
behind the scenes what was going on, but publicly nobody would believe you. So to see these women coming forward now, and then Bill Cosby trying to smokescreen it with a race issue.
No, this is a Bill
shame,
Cosby...
Shame. Yep.
Bill Cosby issue.
Number three on the list.
Number three.
November, Kim Kardashian tried to break the internet with her Paper magazine photo shoot.
I thought you were going to talk about my mustache.
And JC's mustache.
Made it so.
If it wasn't for that photo shoot, JC, your mustache would have been number three on my list of the most entertaining stories of the year.
That would have broken the internet out.
Her butt almost did.
It almost did. Number two on
number
the
two.
List, internet hacking. This goes back to the celebrity nude hacking from the summer into the most recent hacking of Sony
yep.
Entertainment, which is still, I'm starting to wonder if this movie, The Interview, really did have something to do with this huge hack.
I think so.
North Korea, you think it's North Korea?
You can't be that frivolous, Hollywood. When they first said they were going to do this movie about trying to assassinate Kim Jong-un, I'm like, how can they do that without causing international incidents, mm-hmm. possibly? And look what's happened.
At least name the guy something else or something, you know? I mean, if you're gonna go with that premise.
You can't be that flippant about something that could have real serious consequences. This is a horrible human being, and you're turning it into a joke movie.
Yeah. I think North Korea would have done something worse than releasing emails about producers talking trash about Kevin Hart and Angelina Jolie.
This would have huge consequences. Leonardo DiCaprio is getting dissed now.
Yeah.
Well, and the latest is because there's all these sharing sites, like when they would break into celebrities' phones and post it. Well, now just this weekend, the hackers, the group, has promised that there's even more.
Yeah.
Like they release it in a series, you know, just groupings of horrible things. And they said the one that they still have yet to release
is
the biggest one.
Is going to be even more damaging than anything. It's weird. I'm kind of excited.
I think it might be a group of people who are scared of what North Korea would do if the movie were to get released.
Mm.
Mm. It's a group of people here, U.S. citizens, that are afraid that North Korea is going to retaliate in our own country if this movie's released.
Okay.
So they're trying to block it by doing
this. Now, the movie's going to be released. This is your consequence.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to see it on Thursday, so I'll let you guys know.
See, I'm scared to just go to the movie, period.
No, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be funny.
You're scared to go to the movie?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Right? You're making fun of King Jong-un. That guy's mean. What?
You think he's going to make an appearance
at
your theater?
I don't know, Jenna.
But you want to guess what the number one, my pick for the number one entertainment story of 2014 is?
Is it sad again?
No. Nope. Probably something royal related.
Oh, yeah.
Probably that chick getting pregnant.
The new baby.
Yeah. Nope.
No?
The new baby?
I can't believe y'all don't get this.
Pippa?
No.
Oh. What is it? What's the number one?
You really don't want to know?
Celebrity story, according to Kelly Raspberry of 2014.
It was on May 5th of this year.
Cinco de Mayo.
Solange attacked Jay-Z in the elevator.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
It wasn't until May 12th when the video was released, but it happened on May 5th. And everyone is saying now, after the fact, the reason she went after him is because she didn't like the way Jay-Z was flirting with Rachel Roy at the Met Gala after party.
Yeah.
And that Beyonce even got in on it inside the party. You know, she stepped to Rachel as like, what's going on with you and my man? You know, back off. And then Solange just went after him in the elevator. Don't you think that was the biggest story
that
of
the year? That is.
But we forget because so much other, because they've made peace. Jay-Z was at Solange's
wedding.
Everything's cool. She had the big allergy outbreak. I think that was the biggest story of the year.
Yeah, I think I'm down with it.
Yep.
I'm down with it.
I loved that story.
I know. It was so juicy.
I don't know. There's just something so intriguing about, really, behind closed doors, what goes on with celebrities.
Mm-hmm. I want you all to come up with your own top 10 list, too, of whatever you want it to be. It doesn't always have to be celebrity related.
Okay.
But you could do, y'all need to come up with your own top 10 list.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
I'm
giving you all homework.
I'll do one tomorrow.
Thanks Kelly.
I love homework.
Funniest line about that last story, number one story.
What?
Chris Rock said he wanted to put Solange and Ray Rice on his fantasy elevator league.
There you go.
See?
It's probably funnier when Chris said it.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that I didn't want to put Solange and Ray Rice on my fantasy elevator league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I bet it was funny when he said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mary Sue.
Yeah, that's smooth transition.
Hey, yeah.
There. Elevator brawls to Taylor Swift. How you doing, Torenda Sykes?
Shout out.
Oh, my God. Did I win?
Did you win? Let me check here. We're looking for call number 13 right now.
Was she caller 13?
We had caller 1. We had caller 2. We had caller 3. Up to 12.
So let me do the calculation here. For 12, and then she came in after the 12th one, right?
Yeah,
yeah she did.
After the 12th one.
Yeah. Torenda, you're on call number 13, girl.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
It was a short screen, but it was loud.
Yeah, we'll take the short screen.
Yeah, short and loud.
What are you doing right now, Torenda?
I just dropped my kids off at work. My daughter is going to be so excited.
Aww. How old is she?
How old is your daughter?
She is 10.
10.
Oh, perfect.
She's 10.
Perfect.
She's my only daughter. I have 6 kids, but she's my only girl.
Aww.
So she's your favorite, right?
No.
Well, she's my favorite daughter.
That's right.
Will this be the first concert for her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
She could really use it. My mom passed away like a year ago, and she was really close to her. And on her letter to Santa, she asked for him to bring her back.
Aww.
And, yeah. talk about rip your heart out.
Right.
So I think she could really, really use this. I am so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, Miranda. Thank you so much for listening. You know, they say the best gifts are experiences.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be an awesome experience for you guys.
Absolutely.
We're going to send you to the 1989 World Tour in either San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago. And we'll fly you there thanks to Southwest Airlines if you don't happen to live in one of those cities, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations and have fun.
Enjoy your girls' trip.
Oh, I will.
All right. Bye, Tarenda.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello. Could I please speak with Isabel?
This is she.
Hey, Isabel. My name is Jenna, and I am in here with Kelly Raspberry. We are from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Isabel.
Hi.
Well, Isabel, you wrote us a very nice little letter about your sister, Margarita. What's the age difference between you guys?
About 3 years.
All right, so she's 3 years older than you.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, you wrote us a very nice letter about her, and we do this Christmas wish thing, and that's what you were asking for Margarita. And after reading this letter, we would really like to try and help you out with this. We actually have Margarita on the other line, so hold on with us for just a second, and we're going to bring her on. Exciting. Hello, could I speak with Margarita?
This is her.
Hi, Margarita. My name is Jenna, and I work on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I am here with Kelly Raspberry as well.
Yes, I know who you are.
Oh, hey, Margarita.
Hi, listen.
Oh, thank
great.
You.
Good. How are you doing today?
Good.
Do you have any idea why we're calling?
No.
Good. We love surprises.
We received a nice letter about you, and we do this thing called Christmas wishes, okay? And someone wrote us a letter. I'm going to go ahead and read that letter from this someone special in your life, actually. If you don't mind, can I read this letter?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I am nominating my older sister, Margarita, for a Christmas wish. She is a single mother raising 5 girls ranging from 19 years old to 3 months.
Ooh.
She's had a hard time finding a job because she has terrible back pain and needs to be seated or lying down at all times. About a year and a half ago, money got very tight, and she had to move in with my mother and younger sister. Margarita and her 5 girls are now sharing one room together.
Mm-hmm.
Even when times are hard, they do not lose their smile. Her girls are the most grateful and respectful children I've ever met. They study hard and walk to school most days. They've had a rough life and need someone to just put a smile on their faces this Christmas. And that right there, Margarita, is from your sister, mm-hmm. Isabel, and she is also on the line with us.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Are you all right, Margarita?
I'm almost crying.
I know. It's okay. Has it been a tough time lately, Margarita?
Yes, yes, it has. My 3-month-old is looking at me. She wants to see mommy cry.
Aww. Sweet thing.
Tell her it's happy tears. What did you explain to your girls, you know, in terms of this Christmas since money's been so tight? Did you have to have a conversation with them about it?
They understand. They understand. It's just us all being together. I mean, you know, my mom will give them the little things. You know, we know it's little, but we're grateful for having each other. We're just grateful we have somewhere to live right now, even if it's one room, you know.
Yeah, it's a tight squeeze, but there's love there, right?
Yes, yes.
And what is the situation with your back?
I can't stand the pain. I mean, I can't walk. I'm walking crooked, you know, but I push to find a job and everything. It's hard for people to hire somebody like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know what happened to your back, and I know what chronic back pain can feel like. But I don't know if you've heard me do commercials for this company called Sleep Experts.
Yes.
And they have the system where you go in and they actually have you lie down on a mattress and it takes the measurements of your body's pressure points and it picks out the mattress that's just for you. It's like therapy. It truly is every night when you go to bed on a mattress that's made just for you and your back. And Sleep Experts is going to give you a new mattress set.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the coolest thing ever. You're going to love that. And that's for you, Mommy. Now, you have to do something for all your kids, right? Because you want to give them a nice Christmas. So not only that, we're going to throw in a $300 Toys R Us shopping spree so you can buy some gifts for the kids. And also $200 to JCPenney so you can get your kids some clothes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Words can't express what you're doing. I hear you all the time helping people.
Now it's your turn to get some help, right?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Hopefully this will be the start of a really great turn of luck for you and your girls, and you'll have a happy Christmas.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know my sister was saying, come over and this and that. And I was like, we really weren't in the mood. You know, we've been down.
Yeah.
And we really didn't know what we were going to do, you know, just probably stay in that room. But with this, it just changes everything. It really does.
Well, you go get your girls some great presents. And then when they wake up on Christmas morning, they're going to be so impressed.
Yes, they will.
And I can't wait till you try out that mattress. It's going to make a huge difference, I hope, in your back.
I hope so, too.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, I try to do what I can for you. We need you to have some help. Thank you so much.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Tarinda Sykes, who won tickets to the 1989 World Tour. She'll be checking out Taylor Swift along with her daughter.
Nice.
And we'll fly her there, compliments of Southwest Airlines.
Got another one to give away tomorrow.
Yes, we do. 12 Days of Swiftmas. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. Speaking of Christmas, weird holiday traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember when I started dating my wife, Kinsey, I would bring her over on Christmas Eve because we're Mexican and that's when we celebrate. Uh-huh. We do it on Christmas Eve. And she found what we did on Christmas Eve to be weird, but it's now her favorite thing to do now.
What is that?
In Mexico, we do a thing called a posada. And it's
apple cider?
A posada. Posada.
Apple cider.
You basically break up the party.
Crazy, you apple cider drinkers.
Posada. You break the party in half. So you send people outside. And you give each person lyrics to a song that we sing, and then half the people stay inside, and you basically reenact Joseph and Mary looking for shelter. And they're going around singing, asking to come in because, you know, she's going to be the mother of Jesus, or she's the mother of Jesus. And so you're carrying a little Jesus, and you're singing, and then you let them in, and then the party starts, and that's when you start having drinks and food. Okay. And Kinsey loves this just because she gets to sing.
Okay.
But I didn't. To me, I thought Americans did this, and I didn't know that in the U.S. you guys didn't do this until I was probably like 12 or 13.
Huh. Okay.
La posada, and that's a Mexican tradition, but it's weird to I guess
we didn't really have a lot. The one thing that was kind of unusual, I don't say it's weird. We did Christmas breakfast, like we didn't have Christmas dinner, like a whole family. We would wake up and then have a bacon and eggs, you know, just a big breakfast.
Yeah.
But we're done by 11 o'clock, and then we start opening gifts then. But, you know.
Oh, how'd you wait?
Yeah, right?
Teach
that was
patience.
Like a 7 a.m. thing. Yeah, it's been ready.
They might say open up one little gift.
Speaking of the recreating thing, now this was really cool. My brother married into this family that did this every Christmas
what?
Day. They would all draw. They put all the characters from the nativity, like the angel, the wise men, baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the donkeys, camels,
everybody.
Everything. Depends on how many people you have at your house. Put them all in a hat, and you drew out the character that you were going to portray, and then you had like 5 minutes to run through the house and get what you're going to use, household items, whatever, to make your costume, and you come back and you reenact the Christmas story, which is fun because you don't know if you're going to be, you might be baby Jesus this year, you might be the donkey this year, so that's fun, and then you have like 5 or 10 minutes or whatever it is, you know, to go find what you're going to wear.
Right.
Isn't that a neat little fun way of doing it every year?
Cool. Now, before we went to break, Kelly brought up the why do German people hide a pickle?
Yeah, you hide the pickle. I don't even understand.
Never heard of this.
Brittany's going to let us know why.
Okay.
Hi, Brittany.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, you German person.
I married into a German family.
Uh-huh.
And they told me
German in-law
that you hide the pickle on the Christmas tree. I'm assuming Christmas Eve. We don't have kids, so we just put the pickle on whenever we decorate the tree.
Right.
But the first child to find the pickle Christmas morning gets to open the first gift.
Okay. Because they even sell pickle ornaments. If you go to look at the Christmas stores,
really?
You might be like, why is there a pickle ornament? It's a German tradition.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Whatever tickles your pickle, I guess.
But why a pickle?
I don't know. Why? Do you know why a pickle,
no,
Brittany?
I'm sorry?
Do you know why at all?
Why they chose the pickle?
I don't know why it's a pickle. I don't.
Well, call your German family and let us ask them why.
Dig deeper.
Yeah, dig deeper for us.
All right.
Thanks, Brittany.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Don't hate on my pickle.
Yeah, thanks, God. We won't hate on
you. I didn't know Germans were known for pickles. I thought they were known for, like, bratwurst or something.
Sausage, right.
Right.
Sausage. So why don't you hide the sausage?
I thought pickles were very American.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm looking it up, and they say that actually a lot of German people don't do the pickle.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a carried-on tradition, but a myth that a lot of them don't do it.
Nice.
Well, I mean, we have a, I don't know, but it's still a German tradition, though.
Leslie, what's your weird holiday tradition at home?
Hi. So my tradition is, well, ever since I was little, my aunt always brought a piñata in the shape of a baby Jesus or a Santa Claus. And all the little kids would get to, you know, hit it.
No!
You can't hit baby Jesus?
No. It's an honor to be a piñata.
No!
It is. It's an honor.
We all knew it was coming, but we'd be so mad because the piñata did not have candy in it. It would have, specifically for Christmas.
It was a stunt piñata.
Oranges, apples, and cacahuates, which is, yeah, like fruits and peanuts and stuff
like sugar
that.
Sticks, healthy. Kelly. Yeah, like everything was healthy in there.
I just
can't. We'd be so mad. We'd like kick the baby Jesus head around and stuff, and it was awesome. It was so much fun.
Oh my
kicked baby Jesus's head.
It's a piñata. Yes, they would.
That. I would never come to your house.
We did.
It's so disturbing.
Now for my kids, what I do though is I make the piñata in the shape of like an ornament.
Yeah,
or a
like the star.
Well, I change it up now.
Yeah.
But ever since we were little, that's what my family did, and I mean, we loved it. It was the most fun thing that we did.
I can't tell you how angry the kids get at Christmas in Mexico because it is. She's true. She's right. It's not candy. It's fruits. And that makes a kid so mad.
You're beating baby Jesus.
And you
know
what's weird about
this? We were not happy kids.
No. Gather around, children. Let's beat Jesus now.
This might make more sense
birthday.
For this new kind of piñata they have. I bought one for a little girl's birthday party over the weekend. Now they make them with strings.
Uh-huh. Yes. And you just pull them out.
So it's kind of like...
That's not a piñata.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
Thank you.
I mean, the whole thing is to beat it. But maybe
it's a non-violent
if it was
piñata.
A baby Jesus piñata, maybe the strings would make more sense.
Right.
A little less violent.
I mean, we wouldn't look at it like that. We wouldn't be like, let's go beat baby Jesus. No. Like,
yeah, of course you say that. You got to justify it.
All right, Leslie. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I'd be afraid to leave that part like something bad is going to happen to me.
Oh, that is.
Who's going to get the first wife?
Yeah, we would get
Jesus.
We did Santa Claus. We never did the Jesus piñata.
No.
It's funny. Jennifer, what'd you guys do for your holiday tradition?
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
My family, since I'm 30, so we've done this as far back as I can remember, my grandmother will only allow us to bring either green or red food, and it can be dyed, but all of the food has to be in the green or red family.
That's fun.
That's fun, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I know, but like if you have to dye the meat.
Ugh.
Yes.
That's fun. Yeah. That's your grandma's fun.
Red turkey.
Yeah, how do you know if it's cooked?
Yeah.
You don't. That's why it's fun.
Thermometers.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
You do?
I do. That's
you should
fun.
Do it. You should do it this year, Kelly.
South Carolina approves.
Yeah. South Carolina approved there, Jennifer. Keep doing it.
Oh, I made green macaroni and cheese.
My mom made like a beet salad with oranges and stuff to make everything more holiday-ish.
More colorful.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Which was fun if you're a kid, but not an adult. Thanks, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Love you.
My mom always, this isn't any kind of like authentic tradition native to America, but she always put scratch offs in my stocking.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Like it was like a luck thing. The stocking was always full of things that brought good luck.
I
always got scratch offs. And then I was like 7, so I don't even know if I'm legally allowed to turn those in if I won.
Right. No, you couldn't. You'd have to give it to somebody.
Yeah, you gotta give it to an adult.
A lot of people create their own traditions. Jessica wrote on her Facebook page, on Christmas Eve, we used to sit on a pillow and cluck like a chicken. And my grandmother would sneak in the refrigerator and put an egg on the pillow. I used to really think that I laid an egg. Isn't that cute? And then she said, we also light candles and write down Christmas wishes every year. And then we sing, we wish you a Merry Christmas and blow out the candles. We have wishes from 10 years ago on paper.
Aww.
And it's fun to look back and see what we wished for.
That is
from
cool.
10 years ago.
That's cool. I
love that you can convince kids they laid an egg.
I love
cute.
That.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
This is something I think I may start doing with my family. Courtney, what do you and your family do?
Well, about 8 years ago, we actually didn't have a family tradition. So my cousin and my aunt decided to make one up.
Uh-huh.
So now every year since then, we sit down as a family and we read the book, Everybody Poops.
Why would we
think bass is funny. Like, humor is really funny. So
you could have been cliche and gone with
book.
The Christmas story.
No. Everybody poops.
Everybody does that one.
Oh, man. That's pretty funny.
Do you know the name of the author? I do.
Who is it?
I don't know the name of it.
Tommy Caro, I think. Something like that. Does that sound familiar, Courtney? I think I'm right.
Okay.
That's pretty sad that I know that, though. Yeah, I might steal that one.
It creates a good laugh every Christmas.
Yeah. What time do you guys usually do it? At the same time every time?
Yeah, it's usually at nighttime when we're all together after we've like done presents and dinner, and we all just kind of sit down and read it.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
I seriously love
Why
that.
Not, right?
I yep. love that so much. Thank you so much, Courtney.
From Facebook, Carrie says, all of the men have to take a shot of cheap, straight vodka in honor of our late great-grandfather, Grandpappy, and his favorite holiday drink, which was apparently cheap vodka. Even my brother, who absolutely never takes a drink, he'll do the Grandpappy shot every year. Thank you, Carrie.
Waleska, what do you guys do during New Year's?
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Usually on midnight on New Year's Eve, we take a cup of water and we throw it out of the door at midnight, of course, to get rid of all the bad things that happen during the year.
Uh-huh.
Well, one year I threw out the water and not knowing where I was throwing it, and I threw it on my sister. And she looked like the Wicked Witch of the West, like she was melting. It was hilarious. And I was like, oh, wow, it's on you now. Bye.
All the bad luck, the bad spirits are on you.
Thanks, Valeska.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
I have no idea what I do in it, but I'm going to do it on my sister. Katrina, what do you guys do for the holidays?
Hey, every Christmas since as long as I can remember, my dad has given my brother and I a can of Cheese Whiz. I'm not really sure why, but even when my brother was overseas, he even packaged it up and flew it over there. If we didn't get that Christmas or that Cheese Whiz on Christmas morning, we had a big problem.
Yeah.
Cheese Whiz for Christmas.
Cheese Whiz. So
it's a little bit different. He doesn't give us crackers or anything, and we have to, on Christmas morning, we have to eat that entire can of Cheese Whiz in our mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Before Christmas lunch.
So that's it turns funny. Into Cheese Whiz / like Whippets.
So you have a constipated Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the black
then read the book.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.